You know you'd have to do all this stuff, did you?
That's right. All right, first question is, what year were you born and on what date?
1946, October 6th.
Okay. And what about you, Grandpa?
September the 22nd, 1942.
Okay. That's what everyone starts off with, by the way.
Oh, okay.
For the one for Father B, I was telling you about, he did the same thing.
Oh, really?
What'd you do?
I read one about Father B. You know, Father Al Bischoff. He's 95. They wanted to get his perspective. All right. Did your parents tell you anything about the day you were born? Anything interesting?
No.
Not that I know of.
No?
No.
Nothing in particular. Okay. All right. Where were you born?
Cincinnati.
What hospital?
Good Samaritan Hospital.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
All right. How about you, Grandpa?
I was born in the house where I used to live in Cedar Grove, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, I do. You've showed me that house before. So you were born in the house.
In the house, in the front room.
Okay. And I know you've told me that story before. Okay. Second question. Why were you given the first and middle names that you have? So, is it just Mary and then Ann's your middle name?
Mary Ann. Well,
I actually never asked.
I think my signature is Mary Ann, but I have no clue why I was named Mary. My grandmother was Marie. Oh, was my grandmother Mary? Grandma Lips? Maybe it was Grandma Lips' name, Mary.
Okay.
My mom's mom.
Okay. But is Ann your middle name?
I guess they consider it middle, but I use both when I sign.
Well, yeah, just like Mary Pat or...
Yeah.
That's your middle name.
That's technically your legal middle name.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Bill calls you Mary.
Yeah. My family calls me Mary. My friends call me Mary Ann. Don't ask me why.
Gotcha.
I have no... body in my family has got the same name as I do, so I have no clue.
What about Robert?
No.
No name. No reason why your name is Leonard.
Leonard Robert. No, there's no reason that I know of.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know you're not the firstborn. Usually, the firstborn they're
I'm
named
the
after.
Seven. I'm the last one. I'm the baby.
That's right. Okay. The next question, so nothing significant. I mean, some people just get names because, you know, maybe that was a popular name at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe passed down. Ooh, this is a tough one here.
Uh-oh.
What is your first most vivid memory? As far back as you can go, how old were you and what would you remember about it?
I remember our first house on State Avenue.
Where's State Avenue?
It's down, I don't even know why. You know where West 8th Street is? Or the
It's off of West... Is it off of West 8th?
No. Off of... you can get there from River Road or Queen City.
Okay.
You can get there from Queen City.
Okay.
So that's... And I remember... I have a few pictures that show me in my backyard in underwear. That's nice. And
sorry, it was an exhibitionist.
You mean just when I was little? Now I'm not even with the old.
It's people. Just your first most vivid memory. So, something that you can remember, maybe that isn't on a picture.
Right.
You know,
I was a baby there, so I probably won't remember much. I remember maybe being in a stroller. I mean, I really don't remember as a baby. Maybe when I was four.
When did you move?
They lived in an apartment for a while on Greenwell, and then they bought the house on State Avenue.
Okay.
It was only four rooms.
Gotcha. Okay. Grandpa, what about you? What's your first most
Mine
vivid
is not
memory?
The nicest, but I remember when I was about 5 years old, and my grandma was living with us. and she had kidney stone. And we did not have outdoor plumbing, so she mm-hmm. had to go on a metal pot. And I can remember hearing it hit the bottom when she passed the kidney stone. that's God, you asked for the first memory. That's it.
Yeah, no. We definitely want to hear those kind of stories. I mean, no shame in having your first memory is likely to be weird because
it's weird.
Kids remember things when they have like an emotional or like an exciting or you know, something traumatic. Unfortunately, can also do that. Okay, your grandma, you kind of answered this. You said it was 4-bedroom. The next question is, what was your apartment or house like that you grew up in? So you said it had 4 bedrooms.
No, 4 rooms.
4 rooms total.
Right.
Was there a basement? Or was it just like a, kind of like this?
I think there was, because I think our laundry was down there.
Okay.
But it was just living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom. And I think Ralph and I slept in the dining room.
Okay. So you had to sleep in the dining room and you had to share a room.
Right.
Okay. With Ralph. Okay. How about you, Grandpa? How many rooms did your house have?
We had 6 downstairs and 2 upstairs.
Okay.
So, we had 1, 2, 3 bedrooms downstairs and 2 bedrooms upstairs. Actually, our house was converted. It was a storage building for the canal when they had the canal ran through there.
Okay.
It was a storage.
What canal was it?
It was a storage, and then they made a house out of it. They partitioned it off and stuff.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Where did you have to sleep?
Upstairs with my brother and sister.
So you shared with 2 siblings?
Yes.
Which siblings was it?
Rosemary and Jerry, the three youngest in the same room.
Okay. Gotcha. Did you have to share a bed, or did you each have your own bed?
When I was very little, I shared a bed with my sister.
Okay. But then when you got older, they got you something?
Yeah, we moved out.
Okay. All right, Grandma, what, as best as you can remember it, can you describe the neighborhood you grew up in?
We had to walk quite far to get to school. Well, I think we moved out of there when I was in the 4th grade. So we had to walk all the way to Blessed Sacrament, all the way up State Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a backyard. It wasn't real big, but then it went uphill into a forest, I guess, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I remember falling out of a tree up there.
Gotcha. Did you live in the suburbs? So it would have been, did you have a lot of neighbors or was it not?
You know, there was houses. They were close together, just like now, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember an older lady lived next to us. And then the next house was the people we grew up with mostly, the Blumkers. Because I used to be friends with her daughter and her sons. And so we hung out together. The street was not like a side street. It was a main street. So it wasn't like, you know, a cul-de-sac or anything.
Right. But was it safe enough that you could play outside and be in the street? Or was there a lot of cars?
As we got older, we did that. I mean, we'd be out in the front. But, you know, there really wasn't much to do out there. So.
Okay.
It's just sidewalk and street. So.
And Grandpa, I know... You lived in little Cedar Grove, right? So what was your neighborhood like?
Well, you know, like I say, the canal was there years ago, and then after that they put the railroad went through there. So we lived right next to the railroad, you know, and like I say, it was a small town, and we never locked our doors. You come and go as you please. Kids ran all over the place. Nobody worried about them. So it was a very safe neighborhood. Wasn't a lot to do, but we made a lot. We made all, everything we did, we made up ourselves, you know, so.
Oh, that's very cool. There was a lot of neighborhood kids, too?
Oh, Oh, yeah. There was actually, the year I was born, there was five of us. There was five kids born in Cedar Grove that year.
Wow.
Four boys and one girl.
Was there any other, was Leonard a popular name? Was there any other Leonards? No.
I only know one other person that was named Leonard. Leonard Wilhelm, a friend of mine.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't seem very common, at least nowadays, either. But
no,
yeah.
Wasn't back then, either, really.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really cool. How often would trains come through town?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, they come through every day because they had to go all... They went up to Connersville, and they there was a place up there that made shingles. And so they had supplies coming through every day.
Gotcha. One question I have to ask is, was Cedar Grove Tavern always there?
Yes, yes. It was always there.
Always had the fried chicken and all that?
No. It was an old saloon, and that all came later, the fried chicken and stuff.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Tell me.
Sounds cooler than mine.
Well, I think he is. I've seen his old house. I would love to see your old house.
I could take you by it.
That'd be cool. So tell me about your parents.
My parents?
Yeah, so like what are their, what's their names?
My mother was Ruth Ida. Her maiden name was Lips.
Okay.
And then she married Ralph. God, I can't think of his middle name. Ralph Early.
Okay.
With spelled with an E. Mm-hmm, and his mm-hmm. parents lived pretty close to where we lived. So we would go there a lot, more than like our other grandma, but
mm-hmm.
and we would see them more often. And let's see.
Do you remember where is your dad from? Where has he always been?
Yeah, he's. I think he's lived down in that area as long as I can remember, or as long as he said he did.
In Queen City.
Down off of State Avenue, and there's a street called Neve is where they live.
Okay.
And then they went to St. Michael's Church and school. That was down there. And I don't think he finished. I don't think he went to high school. I'm not positive of that, but I never saw any pictures of him, like, older, like, in, you know, in school.
Okay. When... Okay, so... We know where were they born, or not where were they? Where was your mom born? Sorry, is she from Cincinnati or did she?
Oh yeah, they were from Cincinnati, but I'm not sure exactly where she was born. She might have. I honestly don't know that. I
mean, okay,
that's a shame because I should have known that. But it could have been somewhere in Delhi or near Delhi.
Okay,
you know, maybe down further or something.
Gotcha. Do you know their birthdays?
I do, if I can think of it. February 21st is my mom's, 1922.
Okay.
And my dad is August 4th, and he was like 3 years older, so it was probably 1919.
Okay, 1919. Like that. Gotcha. And the last question is, what are some memories you have of them that you hold fondly, as a child, since we're talking about childhood?
I know, it's hard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they both, when we were younger, they were both great. As I got older, my dad got a little funny, but my mom was always taking care of us and doing everything around the house. And
mm-hmm.
and I remember having people to the house, like when I had my first communion, and then we moved when I was in the fourth grade, so that's about all that probably big happened there, but because
mm-hmm.
it was a small place, and we did have a basement. Now I remember that, because me and the girl down the street would go down the basement and play. I can remember that now, but I mean, it was a nice little house. It was just little, but so that's why we had to move probably when Ralph was born, so...
Need to make some space.
Yeah.
All right, Grandpa. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me a little about your parents, kind of where they were born. So,
okay, my dad was born actually in Cedar Grove, or that in the area. He was born in 1897. That was September the 29th. Because his birthday is 7 days after mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how far in school he went. But he died when I was in the Navy. He died in 1963. He didn't quite make it to 65. And my mom was born in Falmouth, Kentucky. And mm-hmm. there was like seven kids. And they moved up here with... after her mother passed away, my grandpa moved them up here, and they lived outside of Cedar Grove. I think the house still stands up, the big cedar, at where it comes, where she walked 3 miles to school, both ways, uphill. Well, she actually did walk. She did actually have to walk about 3 miles to go to school.
I had to walk more.
And she only went as far as the sixth grade, but she knew a lot of math, and she had terrific handwriting.
Wow.
But and she died in 1981. She was born in 1980. She was born in 81. She died in 1980. So she was like 1 month shy of her 80th birthday when she passed away.
Okay. What was their full name? So like your dad.
Okay, it was Harold John Durfline. And my wife's name is Catherine. I don't know her middle name. Shudder.
You mean your mother?
Shudder is her middle name. Mm-hmm. Shudder. Third line. So, but I don't really know her middle name.
I don't think I knew her middle name either.
That's okay. Okay. What memories? Yeah. What are some childhood fond memories of them?
Well, I remember my dad. He didn't have much of an education. I think he ran a lathe or some type of machine up in Connersville. He didn't drive much. He had a car, but he didn't drive much. But I remember he did a lot of things. My family as not being very rich. We were kind of poor as it was. But I do know before the Depression that the Durflines were pretty prominent in Cedar Grove. And they were fairly affluent. They had some money then, but they lost it all in the Depression. But my dad had to work, and my mother she canned everything. I mean, she would come in the summertime and she canned everything. Everything she made was homemade. Noodle soup, she made her own noodles. She had her own ketchup. Everything we pretty much had, she put up canned. Because we just didn't have a lot of money to buy the stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know we had a garden, and it was my job to spade it in the spring, which wasn't a lot of fun. We had a very large strawberry patch. And we always had strawberries.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my dad actually raised rabbits, and we had some banty chickens when I was younger, so we had eggs, and chicken, we had chicken.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I add that we were fairly poor too, because my dad worked, but he didn't have an education, so he was more like a dock worker.
Okay.
And we always had food, but, you know, it was mostly potatoes, meat. You know, you didn't have a lot of different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Mom always cooked, so.
Right. That makes sense. So Grandma, who was stricter, your mother or your father?
My father, I mean, Mom didn't let us do things we shouldn't, but Dad was always the one that, you know, shouldn't do it, you know, telling us where to go or what to do, so.
Do you have a vivid memory of something you did that you were disciplined for? Like, like something that just, you know, maybe affects your behavior even to this day?
I don't know.
Or just something, like, what were you disciplined a lot for as a child?
I know I got yelled at because I fell out of the tree. I shouldn't have been on the tree. That was when I was a little older. But I can't think of anything specific younger than that. I mean, I don't remember being yelled at a lot. But except when Dad was driving. You could not, like, do anything or talk while he was driving. Because he had to drive.
He had to concentrate?
I guess. He just didn't like you.
cars were a little harder to drive back then.
Well, yeah.
Didn't have any power steering and didn't go as fast.
Right.
Okay.
So it was, you know, if you did a little trip or went somewhere, you knew you had to be quiet.
Of course. Grandpa, how about you? Was your mother or father stricter?
My father.
And what... memories do you have of him being strict?
Well, I can remember we slept upstairs, and he used to shave with a straight razor. So naturally, he had a strop. It was a strap that you sharpen it on. And if we were acting up upstairs, all he had to do was say, "Don't make me come up there," because if he did, he brought the razor strop with him. I only had it one time. After that, I knew. I didn't want anyone hardly. But my mother, she was kind of sneaking away. She'd like, if she was going to discipline you, she'd make you go get your own switch.
Wow.
So you had to go out and get your own switch and bring it in and give it to her so she could smack you across the butt.
I can't believe that your mother. But
your own switch? What does that mean? What is that?
Like a twig, like a switch, you know, like a...
Oh, okay. Well, you see, young people like me might not know what that means.
Right.
So. That's true.
So, okay, it's a twig.
I don't remember ever being hit a lot or, you know, like, well, maybe like a pat on your butt, you know, if we crossed the street and we weren't supposed to or something.
Yeah, I mean, people are definitely...
I was the youngest. I didn't get the switch.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because you were definitely a lot younger than your siblings.
I was 20 years younger than my oldest brother.
Okay. Next question is, okay, so it's asking how does your family earn money, so I'll break it down. Grandma. So what was your father's occupation?
I guess you'd say a dock worker.
Did he work for
an electrical company, but he was in the back. I remember him talking about, you know, putting stuff in trucks and stuff. You know, so I assumed he was loading trucks for him or something like that.
Okay. And was that the main, that was all the money that your family made? So your mom stayed at home?
She didn't work at that point when we were little. She did later. She became a house cleaner.
Okay. How about you, Grandpa? What was your grandpa's occupation?
He was a machinist for a company called McQuarrie Norris up in Connersville.
That was my dad I was talking about.
Your dad. Yeah.
He was a machinist. Actually got my oldest brother Art a job up there. But he got a job up there and he didn't drive much. So there was another guy that worked up there that lived, used to pick him up, take him to work and bring him home. But my mother never went. I mean, she worked hard doing all the canning and everything. I mean, my mother, she did all the paintings, she had wallpaper, whatever needed to be done, she did it.
Wow. So
my dad never really, I don't remember him ever doing anything like that, but we had a guy that lived in town that was deaf and dumb, and my dad could speak sign language. They had a sign language they could go through, and he was a carpenter, and if anything needed done, he hired him to do it. So,
wow. Yeah. So when you say he's a machinist, do you remember?
He ran a machine called a lathe. That's where it turns... makes stuff like cylinders or, you know, different things like that.
Okay, very cool. Let's see. Next question is, this one will be fun. So, how many brothers and sisters do you have, Grandma?
I have two sisters and two brothers. And I was the oldest.
Okay, so you were the oldest. So, who was the next one after you?
Ralph, my brother. And then
how old is he? Or like now, when was he born? Do you remember?
He's like maybe a year and a half younger than me or 2 years. So he's like, you know, kind of close together. So
that's fair. We can just go in order. You don't have to give there. Because we can just look those up if we want to. So
there's
Ralph next, and then it was.
And then Florence.
Okay.
And she was, hers is June 1st. I know she was 69 when she died, so I probably have a book with all that in. I should
You can just say their name. So who's after Florence then?
After Florence was Bill. That's when, after we had moved to the bigger house, those two came. And Bill, I'm trying to think, he was 5 years after Florence.
Okay.
There was a big gap. And then Debbie was the youngest, and she was 5 years after Bill.
Okay.
And like a little lapse, and then they had more.
And then, do you have, I mean, I know you have a lot of siblings, but how many, what memories do you have of when you were a child? So obviously, there was a gap between you and
right.
and your young and your youngest. But yeah. How about, you can talk about, how about Ralph? He was how he was a little younger than you. So
yeah, so we were both there in the first house, and then I don't know if she moved after she got pregnant again. No, because Bill Ralph was listening. God. But anyway, Ralph, we were kind of like buddies because we were close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we would do things together when we were small. And then when Florence was born, that was like 5 years after Ralph. So that's when we were in the other house. And I was older then, so I don't remember a lot of Florence.
Okay.
Know, as far as being in the house and what she did. But, and then Bill... I guess we always thought he was the favorite. I don't know why, because he was younger, you know. And but then as he got older, him and Ralph used to fight and throw things at each other and throw things at me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that part. But yeah, just different things like that. And then Debbie, of course, was 5 years after Florence, so she was a baby. And I think we thought that's all they, you know how kids think when they have a baby, then they're worried that's all they care about is the baby because it's a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of went that way, but so.
Gotcha. All right, Grandpa, I know you have a lot of siblings, so let's start from the top. How many siblings do you have total?
Six.
All right, let's start with the first.
Okay, my oldest brother, because I had five brothers. My oldest brother was Art. He was 20 years older than me, and he died when he was 86, and he was still living by himself and still driving at the time. And then the next one would be Alfred. Now, Alfred died when he was 17 years old, 2 weeks after he graduated from high school. He was helping a farmer fill a silo, and he was up on top, and they don't know. He slipped or whatever, but he fell, and he died on the way to the hospital. So then my next one would be Brother Floyd, and he died when he was 77. And then after Floyd would be Ed, or Edwin, we call him Eb, and he died when he was 75. And then there was, then after that there was a little lull, and then Rosemary just turned 86 this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry would be next. Jerry's 82. So then after Jerry is me, and of course I'm 79.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it's like two families, four boys and then a girl and two boys. One of the things I remember is back then cars didn't have solid roofs. It, like the center was made out of like a tar paper or some kind of stuff like that. And I remember I used to always tease my brother Jerry, and then he would chase me. And I ran up over top of Floyd, he was out visiting one Sunday. And I ran over top of his car and fell through the roof. Yeah, that's pretty much what I remember there. So that's the first thing I remember.
So by the time you were born, did Art, was Art?
Art was in, actually Art and Floyd were in World War II. And
okay.
Art was out in California. I know when I was born, Floyd was in the service. Floyd actually has a Purple Heart and a Silver Star.
Mm-hmm.
Over, he was over in Germany and got captured and he escaped and got injured in that, doing that. But yeah, they were both kind of in the service when I was born.
What branches did they do?
They were in the Army.
Okay.
Art was in the Army, Ed was in the Army, Floyd was in the Army, and Jerry and myself were in the Navy. My brother Ed wanted to go in the Navy, but my dad wouldn't sign for him to go to the Navy. My mother signed for me to go to the Navy.
Because you were young.
Well, I was 17. She had to sign for me. I couldn't sign for myself. If you were under 18, your parents had to sign for you.
Still the same today.
Yeah.
Why didn't your dad want you to go to the Navy?
I guess because all my brothers had been in the Army. But I got interested in the Navy because my dad's brother was in the Navy.
Okay.
Uncle Harry. Now, my dad would never went in the service. Because, you know, when World War II come around, he's got 7 kids, so...
Gotcha. And then what about have any good how with Jerry and Rosemary, you had a lot of memories as a kid?
I really don't remember too much of it. I don't really.
Would you guys have walked to school together or anything like that?
Well, I mean,
how much younger are you?
I'm 7 years younger than her.
Okay.
So she was, then me and Jerry might have walked to school, yeah. Because we were in the grade school together.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. This one's going to be even more fun. Did you have grandparents? Yes. Did you have any? Did you meet any of them?
Yes. When we were younger, we had grandparents. I know my grandma early died young, like my mom. I think she was only in her 60s. And but we, like I said, we went there a lot, so I knew her well. And my grandpa, too. He was a quiet type, though. He didn't like play with us or anything.
Okay.
But we always went there, and she always gave us cookies and milk and stuff like that. So, I mean, she was really nice, but
okay.
We lost her early. And Grandma Lips, we didn't go to as much. She was out on the farm. On Neeb Road, and the main thing I remember at that when I was there, they used to kill chickens, like chop off their head, and then they would run around the yard.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to catch them, and Aunt Evelyn was always plucking them, taking the feathers out and stuff. But I remember that. So I must have been there quite a time, you know, sometimes I remember all that. But and then my two cousins is who I hang out with, Artie and Judy. And we'd be all over that farm, you know, just running around. But
having fun.
So I guess we did go there more than I thought, than I think about it. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are your grandparents from? So you said your grandpa and grandma early. Where are they from?
I'm sure they're from the Cincinnati area. I don't think there was anybody that was. Now, she had relatives who lived in Indiana on a farm. We'd go there once in a while. But I think, now that I don't know for sure, because she could have been from Indiana too, who knows. You know, I don't really know that. When I knew them, they were in Cincinnati, so.
Was it, what generation of your family, I guess I'm just asking, came from, would it be Germany?
Yes, we definitely were German. I've been told that most of my life. In the earlies, I think they found out his family might have been from England or that way, like, well, you know, up that way. So his family way back, you know.
Okay. So they were your grandparents, they were born in America? Or
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So it would have probably been your great-grandparents
that
came over from, Europe.
In fact, I do have a paper where one of them came over on the ship, because my Aunt Frances gave it to me. Their name was Greasy, I think. It is, Greasy. And I do have a paper that he had when he came over on the ship.
Okay.
Should get that.
It's very cool. All right. Let's see. Gotcha. Do you have any... Or memories of them that are notable?
Grandma Early especially. Well, like Grandma Lips was with the chickens and all
yeah.
that. Grandma Early used to go there a lot of Sundays, I think. And she had a dog called Duke. I remember him or her. I don't know. I guess we're And we would come, and we'd be sitting in the living, her living room, and I just, you know, remember being there. I don't remember. She had a yard, but it was like a driveway. It was gravel.
Okay.
And I think they used to rent out parking, you know, to make a little extra money. People would park there.
You know? Okay.
So
where was this at?
That was on Neve Street.
Okay.
On River Road.
Gotcha.
So that's where they lived. It was a two family. And they lived upstairs, and her two sisters lived downstairs.
Okay. Let's see. All right, Grandpa. So, did you meet any of your grandparents?
Well, being the youngest child, I only knew my one grandmother, my dad's mom. That's the one I told you the little story about.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones I didn't know. I do know that my dad's parents are from Cedar Grove. Actually, my oldest brother lived in their house till he died. It's still sitting there. And across the street, my grandpa, Thomas Durfline, he was a blacksmith. There was a blacksmith shop, which is still there.
Wow. And
so I never really knew them. They were dead when they died before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one I really knew was my mom's. No, I'll take that back. I did know my dad's mom. She was the one that lived with us. My mother's parents were from Falmouth, Kentucky, and they're still buried down there. They're not up here.
Okay.
And my dad's parents are from Cedar Grove, so.
Gotcha.
That's I don't know nothing about them because I didn't know them. So.
Gotcha. Do you know if you trace back your ancestry, when did your relatives come over?
My great-grandfather came over from Germany. Him and his wife. The way the story was told to me was that he fell in love with a German princess, and the fact that he was a commoner, they weren't allowed to date or anything, so he eloped and they got married, and then they came over to America. So actually, I'm probably got some more blood in me.
That's funny. How about the other side of your family?
Mom's side, I can say they were in Kentucky. I actually have pictures of the grave that my nephew took when they went down there, and they saw him and they took pictures of it. I got the pictures of their grave.
Okay.
But, you know, they never came up here or anything, so.
Gotcha. All right. So, Grandma, did you have any pets growing up?
No.
No pets.
No pets. Mom just was not in dogs in the house. I mean, on the farm they had them, but they were all outdoor. They never came in the house, and we never had a pet that I ever remember.
Okay. So, just that one, who's the Duke, you said?
Duke Grandma had, yeah.
What kind of dog was it?
Like a Lassie. What's theirs called?
Collie.
Is that a
collie?
A bearded collie?
Collie.
Okay, collie. Okay.
Like white and black. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, how about you, Grandpa? Did you have any pets
growing up? I had a dog. His name was Buster.
Okay.
And he was half Cocker Spaniel and half collie. It was different looking.
How old were you when you had this dog? How long did he last?
Let's see. I was in school, so probably 10 or 11, maybe.
When did he die? How old was he?
I had him for about 3 or 4 years. And then there was a lady in back of town that raised goats. And their goats would get excited when dogs would run around. And so he came home one day, and of course, Cocker Spaniels has them long ears, and he had a bullet hole in his ear. So evidently he was out probably back running down by the river, and she shot at him, and it probably went through that. Then my dad said that it was time to put him, you know, have him go someplace. So he gave him to a guy that had a farm so he could run all over the place and not worry anything. But I always let the dog run loose. You know, I didn't I only penned him up at night. I had a place for him to sleep.
Gotcha.
But he just ran wild. Had a lot of fun.
Gotcha.
Can I say something about my grandma Lips?
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, I just remember one of the things, main things I remember at Grandma Lips' house, they had Santa Claus come at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was scary looking. He didn't look like, I pictured. And he would give us presents, but I'd always stay way back. I have pictures even of that. But.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll have to look at them later. The next question is, what were you like as a child?
Oh, my God.
You know, like, how were you a good child? Did you, how were you as a person, as a child?
I think I was. I mean, I don't remember being punished a lot, but as I got older, I thought I was a very good child. I would help Mom around the house, and I don't remember... We never got grounded or anything like that. I don't even, if they punished us, I can't remember what they used to do.
Okay.
Because I don't remember being hit a couple times by my dad, but like on your butt, but
yeah.
Nothing like a strap or, nothing like that.
Yeah, right. What did you like to eat? What were some of your favorite meals that your mom would make for you?
Mashed potatoes. We always had potatoes. I know we had to eat a vegetable, which I'm trying to think, and then liver. She tried to make us like liver, but I never did like it when I was young, but as I got older, then I could eat it, but okay. She always had a meat, potato, vegetable. That was your main meal, except for like breakfast or whatever. But.
Right. Okay. And I know you said some of the things that you did for fun, but yeah, what do you do for fun? What did you do for fun?
Depends on what age you're talking about. When we lived in the first house, there wasn't a lot around to do. That's why we'd climb up and go in the woods. Or I did go to Blumker's house, and we would play in their basement or my basement. Now, as we got older and we moved to the other house, we rode bikes around the block, and we had the shopping center right there, Western Hill Shopping Center, so we could walk up there and, go to the Woolworths and get something there and just play with the people that lived in the neighborhood.
Do you remember any toys or games, board games, like any sort of games that you enjoyed playing? It can be any type of game.
I remember playing games a lot. I used to play cards with my mom, either canasta or solitaire. Always played cards. My brothers, I don't remember playing a lot with them either, but I honestly don't remember games per se.
Okay.
What games we had.
That makes sense.
No.
Did you ever have, the last question of this sequence here says, did you ever have a secret place or a favorite hiding spot?
Oh, God. Well, I know sometimes we'd run behind the garage if we knew we shouldn't have been doing something. And that wasn't that big a hiding place, but you couldn't look out and see us. We'd be behind the garage.
Okay. All right, Grandpa. What were, as the, you were the youngest child, so what were you like as a child?
I thought I was fairly good. I don't know. But I used to get in some trouble, I used to like to tease my brother.
Which one?
I like to do.
Jerry?
Jerry. I used to tease him. I used to get him mad at me, and then he would do something, and I would get him in trouble. So that was one thing I liked to do. But like I say, being the youngest child, I didn't have much to do with the older ones, because they were mostly out of the house when I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they were gone, so.
What were some of your favorite meals that your mom cooked?
Well, my dad was pretty strict about meat and potatoes, eating at 6 o'clock at night. That was really good. But really, like my mother knew I liked it, was blackberry cobbler. And that was the dessert she made a lot, and it was all homemade.
Mm-hmm.
I helped her pick the blackberries, and she canned them, and the the crust and everything was all homemade, and she made some special sauce. I forget what it was like, and she would chill it in the refrigerator, and you put that on top, and when the blackberry cobbler was warm, and that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But she made a lot of stuff that I really liked. She made these were some small pears that she used to can. They were really good. They're pickled. They were sweet pears, and
mm-hmm.
I think Jerry's still got a tree up on the Cobbler's Knob, but a lot of people never heard of them, but they were really good.
Wow.
You know, a lot of stuff she canned was really good. I liked it. So, you know, to this day, everybody knows I like blackberry cobbler. The girls know I like blackberries. So, yeah.
Yep, yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
And so, I guess, what else did you do for fun? You know?
Well, we just, there was like five or six boys around, and we rode our bikes, and we went up into the woods, and we climbed trees, and, you know, and we used to, when my mom couldn't see me, I'd hop the freight train, ride it through town. And that's why I'd be on the side opposite of our house, so she couldn't see me.
But, you answered a question I was tempted to ask, so.
Oh.
Hey. About the train, so okay, that's fun. What were your? Do you have any favorite toys or games that you remember playing?
Well, at night, when it got dark, all the kids in town, we would go into the center there, and we played kick the can.
Yes,
that's a different game.
I've played kick the can. I played that with my friends as well.
Yeah, we played kick the can, and then we had like outbuildings, and we had a shed and a barn and stuff. And then we'd play a game where there was one or two people on one side and on one other side. We'd have a rubber ball, and you would throw it and say, you know, you'd throw it and you'd say something. And if the other team caught it before it hit the ground, they'd run around the corner and try to hit you with the ball.
Okay. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, it was different. Yeah, you know, we did stuff like that. And in the wintertime, and then right next to, there was used to be an old train station. And it had a long sidewalk to it, and we used to always skate down there and chase each other and do things like that.
Okay.
It was long, yeah.
And then, did you ever have a secret place or a favorite hiding spot? Can be
well,
at
we
home.
Used, right, say right there with the train station. We found a way of climbing into it and getting up into the attic. And when we would do, we would when the some of the guys that would be working there, they would be inside, and they would be through the stove, and they'd be talking and smoking, and we used to go up there and listen to their stories. Some of them were too good. We shouldn't hear, but
well, that makes sense. I didn't know you were up there, so
yeah.
Okay. All right, Grandma, back to you. What did you wear as a child? What kind of clothing did you own?
Well, like I said, and then when I was in the backyard, sometimes I just had my underwear on. That's when I was real little.
Mm-hmm.
But we wore dresses a lot, like for things. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember having like, I'm sure I did have shorts and tops, but most of my pictures I'm in dresses. But when I went to school, we had uniforms, so I didn't have to worry about dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot of new shoes, so I remember wearing old shoes, but especially walking all that way to school. But
mm-hmm.
And then as I got older, then I got into what I should be wearing. And Mom always brought home clothes that people gave her who she worked for. So we got a lot of used clothes that we wore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I had mostly when I was almost a teenager even. You know, that's what I wore most of the time.
Gotcha. Grandpa, how about yourself? What did you wear?
Well, a lot of bib overalls. And I probably had two pairs of shoes. One for every day, running and playing, going to school. And one good pair that you would use for wearing, going to church and stuff. But mostly just we wore like bib overalls or some kind of jeans and a pullover shirt. That was pretty much it.
Gotcha. All right.
So actually, the shoes back then, you didn't buy a new pair of shoes. You just took them up to the cobbler up there in Brookfield, and he put a new set of soles and heels on it, and he's kept the same shoe. They just put new soles and heels on them.
Wow. Well, that's a good detail to add, for sure. People don't do that anymore.
No.
All right, Grandma, did you get an allowance?
No. Never.
Grandpa, did you get one?
I had, well, as a the way I got my bike is I had a paper route. And I bought my bike through the paper route, and I was given so much money each week out of the paper route, and the rest my mom put away for me. So I the allowance I got was what I earned through my paper route.
Gotcha.
And I don't know how far you want to go, but then later on, before I became a freshman in high school, they built the bowling alley across the street from me behind the saloon. And naturally, I became a pin boy. I was actually set the first game that was ever set in the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And so I took care of the bowling alley. I cleaned it on Saturdays. Every night after school, when I came home, I had to oil the lanes and everything. And then I usually would set, every night I set the pins to make money. So I actually made good money through the high school.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's pretty cool. I guess that's why you like bowling, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You may have answered this a little bit, Grandma, but what, I guess you were the oldest. What responsibilities did you have at home?
Well, you know? I had to help clean. And then when Mom started working, she would start the meal, and I would be responsible for getting it ready before she came home. Plus, I had to watch my brothers and sisters doing all this. So, I mean, I was, pretty much not in charge, but I was taking care of the house while she was working.
Okay.
So I did pretty much, I guess.
Gotcha. What about you, Grandpa? I know you're the youngest, but did you have any responsibilities that you were expected to do?
Well, I mowed a lot of grass with a real-time mower, push mower. It wasn't a power mower.
Mm-hmm.
And then around the back, there was a lot of places. We had to use a grass whip to get all the weeds and stuff down. But my brother and myself we used to collect walnuts, and we put them up in the barn. And then when my mom said she was going to make cookies, it was my job to climb up in the barn, get a bunch of walnuts, crack them open, so she could put them into cookies.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
This is much more interesting because they lived out in Porm.
I lived in town.
It's a different, it's like a completely different tale. You have the youngest of six.
That's true.
The oldest of five.
Yeah, that's true.
That's, you guys, that's completely different upbringing in that way. And you live more in a suburban to being almost in Cincinnati. And
right.
You live technically be considered.
I'm actually out in the country.
Yeah, considered rural. That's just funny that you are the one responsible for putting the walnuts in the cookies. That's just So, I guess this one's asking about school. So, Grandma, what was the first school that you went to?
My kindergarten was at Peg Bonaventure on Queen City, and we had to walk all the way there. Well, that was far distance.
For a kindergartner, yes.
Yeah, and then when I went to first, we went up to St. Blessed Sacrament Church off of State Avenue up on the hill, and we had to walk there too. I don't think we had a car much when I was little. And then I would meet somebody halfway there, and we'd walk the rest of the way. It was St. Blessed Sacrament was a great school. And then we moved up to Western Hills and went to Lourdes and Mercy.
And then, for high school, you went to Mother of Mercy?
I went to high school at Mother Mercy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I had to get a job. I babysat.
So. Were you a good student?
I think I was, yes. I did pretty well. I wasn't like the smartest kid in the class, but I think I did pretty good in grade school. And high school, I did fairly well. I wasn't the brainiac or anything. I didn't go to college. But I never missed a day of school, all of high school.
Perfect attendance.
Yeah.
That's a good
That's
note.
That's my one reward.
There you go. What was your favorite subject?
Oh, gosh. I liked history, and then we also had typing later on. I liked that. I didn't like the English and that kind of stuff.
Right.
I hated writing or getting up front of the class.
Okay.
I hated that.
So that was your least favorite.
Yeah.
All right. Who were your friends? So I guess in grade school, did you have any good friends?
Yeah. I had Joyce. I can't remember the last names now. And then there was a family up the street that had four girls. And so one of them would babysit us. They were older. And then the younger ones I would play with, you know, and go around with them on the street. We could do some things and ride bikes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about in high school?
High school, yeah, I had some good friends. Do I have to name my friends? No.
Do you have a couple that you still...
Yeah, well, I went to school, grade school, with Jane, Paula, Donna. These are all friends I have now. And we all went to Mercy, so we're still friends. And there was one called Judy Cook. And as I got older, I could go to her house. She lived on Work Road. I was allowed to walk there as I got older.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there a lot because she had like a field in the back of her house. And we played baseball or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've kept most of those friends up to now. We still get together.
That's good. So. Last question of the sequence is, who was your favorite teacher? Like, who is the most influential teacher that you've had? It can be in grade school, it could be high school.
I'm trying to think. Grade school, I don't remember a lot. We had nuns mostly. I don't remember a lot of the nuns. But at Mercy, while we had nuns and regular teachers, I think Mrs. Martino, my Spanish teacher, I liked her. There was a couple we didn't like because they were mean.
So you liked Mrs. Martino. Was she a good teacher?
Yeah, she was a good teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, he had Spanish with her.
Gotcha.
Even though I can't remember hardly any of it, but.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't expect to have been your Spanish teacher. Grandpa, let's go back to you. Starting from the youngest, your youngest till when you were done with school, what was the first school you went to?
Well, first school I went to was Holy Guardian Angels School up behind the church. And it was different then because it was a Catholic school, but everybody in the area went to the school. So it was actually funded by the state, which doesn't happen today. So I went 8 years there. It was a 3-room schoolhouse. Had first four grades were in one room, the next four grades was in the other room, and in the back room was where Father Lago had catechism classes. Gotcha. So I graduated from there. There was 7 kids in my graduation class. After that, my next 3 years was Brookville High School. I switched there was 2 schools. There was a Whitewater High School. And you could go to either one because Cedar Grove kind of laid in the middle. And I graduated from Whitewater because there was a teacher that I just could not get along with. We called her Nancy Bell Hamilton. She liked my older brother, but I told her one time, I'm not my older brother. And she didn't set too well with that. So I thought she was going to fail me if I stayed there, so I switched schools for my last year.
That's an interesting story. So were you a good student?
I didn't get in trouble or nothing. I probably could have done better with my grades. It wasn't that I was dumb. I just didn't have time to study. Because when I got off the bus at night, I went home, put my stuff down, went over to the bowling alley. And so I worked there for a couple of hours getting everything ready, and I would come home. And then I'd have supper. And then afterwards, I'd have to go over because I was going to set pins that night. So the time that I had to study was very, very small. So the fact that I was always working, I didn't have a lot of time to study. So my grades probably weren't what they could have been.
Okay. And what was your favorite subject in school? Tough one.
Tough one. I would have to probably say geography. I always did like about different places and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about your least favorite?
Least favorite was probably math.
Not very good at it, or just thought it was boring?
I wasn't good at it because we were very far behind graduating my eighth grade because it's such a small school and we only had one teacher for four grades. We did not get any algebra in our eighth grade. So when I went to high school, we were behind because we hadn't had any algebra. So I was always behind trying to catch up, and that's why I didn't like it.
That makes sense. All right. So who were your friends? You can talk about your grade school friends. So did you have friends?
My grade school friends was Ben Ludwig lived across the street from me. And then there was a Howard Alec. He lived up across from the church, and I was up there. Because one of our pastimes was we had an empty field up there. There was always a ball game. Every day we had a ball game. So all these people like Howard and Ben and Ronnie Defner and them, they were all in my grade, and we always hung out together and did stuff.
Who was your favorite teacher?
It
can be grade school. I know you only had one teacher, but.
When being in grade school, I would probably have to say Jim Glasscock. He was a shop teacher, and I really liked him.
A shop teacher?
Yeah, I took shop.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's woodworking.
Okay.
You know, I made in my freshman year in high school, I made my dad a really large Martin box that we put up every summer, every spring. And he used to like, the Martins would come and, you know, they'll come back every year if you keep it clean. So that was why I made that in high school. I enjoyed that.
Gotcha. All right, Grandma, back to you. Do you have any heroes or role models from when you were a child? It could be your parents, but is there anyone in the community maybe? If not, it can be anyone. You can be your parents.
Yeah. I used to love my Aunt Weasel. Her name was Claire, but we called her Aunt Weasel.
Why is that?
Because she had a car, and I guess we didn't, and she would come pick us up and take us, you know, either get ice cream or do something, you know, and I remember that vividly. And it was probably just me and Ralph at that point. But, yeah, I remember her the most because she used to come and do that and take my mom places too. Mom didn't get to go out much unless she walked. So
calling her Aunt Weasel came because she had a car. That's interesting.
Well, we didn't start that. Her family started that nickname. Her family had, my mom's family had all kinds of nicknames.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was called Weasel. I don't know why.
Gotcha.
So we called her Aunt Weasel.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. Any other ones you'd like to add? Role models?
There was a lady I used to work for. We'd clean houses.
Do you remember her name?
Oh my God, I should. She was a neighbor at that point. I can't remember her name though. But she took me with her, and we would clean the house, and then she would bring me to her house and give me good food.
Gotcha. Okay. Grandpa, do you have any heroes or role models?
If I had to say anybody, it would probably be my brother, Ed. Because, you know, I don't know, he just seemed to like, show me things. He was a good softball player. I remember he played on the team there in town. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just seemed like he was always extra nice to me and showed me different stuff. So I was probably
Okay. Any other ones you'd like to add, or just him?
Not what I would call a role
model. Okay. All right, this is a good one. I'm sure you've kind of talked about this, but this one is specifically asking, how did you spend your summer holidays? Is there any traditions, family vacations, or like what did you generally do?
Depends on what age, but when I was younger, we'd go to the zoo a lot. Not a lot.
The Cincinnati Zoo?
Once a year, we would go to the zoo, Cincinnati Zoo, and Coney, Old Coney.
Old Coney Island.
I don't know what Old Coney was, but they didn't have a lot of rides, but they did have rides, and we picnicked there. And then as I got older, we camped a lot with the family we knew on State Avenue, the Blunkers. Which I found out we could be related distantly. I just found that out recently. But anyway, we'd go camping with them, and we'd go to parks and picnic, and, you know. So that was a family that got us out to do things, you know, instead of just being home all the time. So,
when you went camping, do you remember some of the campgrounds you went to?
I know. We went to Tennessee once. I don't remember the name of the campground. We went to Versailles.
I've been to Versailles, yeah, actually.
Did you been to Daniel Boone?
Yeah, I think Daniel Boone. We did travel a little bit with them, you know. That's mm-hmm. when we had a car, so right. we could go those places. So, yeah, I remember that more than some of the other stuff we used to do. But
that makes sense. I went camping with the McNicholases this past year in Versailles. So it's still very popular.
It is, I know, yeah. We always had... We either had a tent or one of those pool things that came up as a tent. That's all we had. That's, you know, we didn't have a big place.
Right, right. All right, Grandpa, how did you spend your summer holidays in general? And then I'll ask about vacations.
Most of my summers were spent with my friends. And going up to the swimming hole and all that stuff. Riding our
the bike. Swimming hole?
Yeah, there was a... up Big Cedar, there is a place where the creek comes down and it goes up against the bank, and they had to put a big concrete wall there to keep it from eroding away. So it's about 3 miles away. We would ride our bikes up there, and it was 10 foot high. We could jump off into the water because it was deep right there. We did a lot of that. We went up to a friend of mine, had a farm. We used to ride up there and with him and stuff. But for my family, we never really went on vacation. But for a couple of weeks in the summertime, a lot of times I would go down and visit with my older brother Floyd, because my nephew was about 5 years younger than me, so we weren't too far apart. But when I would go down there, we would go to Coney Island and stuff like that. But so, you know, but that's about as much vacation as I took.
So, other than that, you never really went?
Went anywhere. No. Like I say, my dad didn't like to drive and that. So, I did make a trip one time down to Falmouth. My aunt took my mother and myself down. And I met some people down there. I don't remember who they were, but that's the only other time I was out of Cedar Grove before I went in the Navy.
And then the Navy took you to a lot of different places.
Right. Yeah, it was all over.
All right. Grandma, how did your family celebrate holidays? You can talk about Christmas and Easter. Did you always go to someone's house, or what did you do?
I think mostly, especially with the last house up in Western Hills, my grandma would come to our house. Now, I did talk about Grandma Lips when I was younger. We would go there for not maybe at Christmas, but the time of Christmas. And that's when the Santa Claus would come. And I think it was one of my uncles. Back then, I didn't think that. But we were all kind of scared of him because he was, like I said, kind of yucky. He just didn't look like, you know, pictured. But anyway, so that's the only time I remember going to Grandma's for a holiday. Well, I take that back. On Easter, we used to go there, and they had the big field on the side, and they would hide eggs, and we would go, you know, find the eggs. That's when I was young, so I don't know. I guess Ralph was there, yeah. maybe even Florence at that point. But yeah, I can remember doing that at Grandma's. And then Christmas mostly at our house.
Did you have a lot of relatives that would come to these, or was it just...
It's just mostly Grandma. And... Because I don't remember my mom's sisters or anything coming for the holidays. I don't think they ever did that. And my dad only had two brothers. I think he lost his sister when she was young. But anyway, that they didn't have Christmas at their house either. So it was mostly at our house.
Okay. Did you have any traditions that you did on these holidays? Anything interesting?
I don't remember a lot of traditions other than Grandma coming over. Or, you know, Grandma's coming over. Of course, Mom would cook a big dinner. I don't mean remember anything specific as a tradition. We just had Grandma's over when it was holidays, okay. You know.
What food did you cook on holidays, or did it vary? Or you can just...
I'm sure it varied with Mom. We probably definitely had turkey on Thanksgiving. I don't honestly remember what we had on Christmas. She would bake cookies, and I would try to help her with that, I know, when I was younger. But I don't remember anything specific.
Okay. And this one's a fun one. What was the best gift you remember receiving as a child?
God. I wish I could remember all that.
Or just any gift that you received. You can be in high school.
Yeah.
Or you can be in grade school.
Yeah. Well, we honestly didn't get a lot of gifts. But I can remember a doll I got when I was young. And,
what kind of doll was it? Do you remember?
I don't know if I have a picture of that or not. It was just a regular little doll. It was nothing like they have now, for sure.
Just real simple, yeah. Made?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, that's the main. I think one year we did get a bike. So I know I had a bike at one point. So I must have got that at one of them. So.
Okay.
But we never got a lot, you know. And then we'd have the stocking with the orange in and, you know, that kind of thing. But.
Gotcha. And then, Grandpa, how did your family celebrate holidays? I know that you had a big family. But.
Yeah, well, we never really got together, really. Like I said, we were pretty poor, and as far as getting presents and stuff, I can only remember two presents ever getting in my whole life. And one was a train. It wasn't an electric train. It had a key in the side. You wound it up. And the other one was a little metal ranch house with some figurines and stuff, cowboys and horses and stuff. But as far as celebrating, we didn't celebrate much. Most around Thanksgiving, then they used to have a bingo up at the school, and if you won, you would win a turkey or something like that. And I remember one year I won a goose, and it was a live goose, but I don't know what they did with it because I don't remember eating it. But, yeah.
So bingo, and was it for the kids?
Thanksgiving time at church.
Was it for the kids, or could anyone play?
Anybody could play, because I was younger when I won the goose. And then gotcha. As far as Christmas goes, I knew it was Christmas because Dad would buy all kinds of bags of candy and stuff, and they would set it on a table, and we were allowed to have that. But
did they cook anything special?
No, I think it was just pretty much an ordinary day, you know. I mean, we had chickens that we raised ourselves, so I don't remember. We might have had a couple of chickens, I'm not sure, but I don't remember having a big turkey. We just didn't have that.
Do you have any traditions that you had from, you know, year after year of any sort?
No, like I say, we had a bingo on Thanksgiving, and my dad would buy candy. And that was pretty much what we got for Christmas. There was no such thing as a bunch of presents.
Gotcha. And you already said what your gifts were there, so.
Yeah.
All right, Grandma. When you were a child, and this can be grade school, it can change, you know, maybe grade school and then high school. What did you want to be when you grew? You know, they always ask a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah. Well, at one point, I wanted to be a nun, but that was changed very quickly.
Was that grade school or high school?
Grade school, okay. Yeah. Because we had all nuns. I mean, you know, and just the ones that were nice, you loved, you know. And I think I thought, oh, I could become a nun. You know, that was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got to high school, that changed completely. So, and I really don't know what I wanted to be. I took typing. I was thinking like secretary, I guess. But that's, you know, I really didn't have any ambitions like teacher or nurse or anything.
Okay. What about you, Grandpa, when you were in grade school and then maybe high school?
Well, probably growing up with, we were sort of a military family. And I did, you know, because my brothers were in the Army, I always thought that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go in the Army like they did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only ambition I had growing up. Even when I was in high school and stuff, I had no clue what I wanted to do. I just wanted to get through high school.
Gotcha. So you wanted to be in the Army for a little bit. Yeah, at what point did you change your mind and choose the Navy?
Well, because my older brother went in, Jerry was in the Navy. And
okay.
I wasn't going to be just an infantryman or something like that. I had a choice, picking different schools to go to. And they also had a deal going on that was called, they called us kiddie cruisers. And if you joined before your 18th birthday, you got out the day before you were 21. So by joining in August, I spent 3 years in 1 month instead of 4 years. But I also got a choice of picking what I wanted to go into, and I was gonna go into being a radar man, and you had to repair your own equipment. And I was fine when I first went in. I guess I passed enough of the colorblindness test, but when I got into doing stuff in the service, I knew how to do it, but I kept hooking all the wires up wrong, and they gave me a stronger test and found out that I was colorblind. I couldn't determine the different colors. So I kind of shut that down.
Gotcha. Okay. This next one might take a little while to address. The next one is, what big world events do you remember when you're growing up? So, let's see. What would be the first?
The main one I remember is the Kennedy assassination. I think I was a junior in high school, and they announced it to us, and everybody started crying, and, you know, it was terrible because the president was killed. And so that was devastating. The only other, I can't remember anything major like that happening until I was in high school, because I may have didn't pay attention to the news, I don't know. But when we're there and they tell you the president's been shot, you know, that was devastating to all of us. It was terrible.
Okay. Try to think. So you remember what year that was?
63.
Okay.
I think.
And you were a junior. November. Okay.
Well, it was November, so maybe I was a senior.
Well, how about the Korean War? I guess you wouldn't have really remembered that. That would have been.
They didn't really talk about war at that point. I don't remember ever being told about a war. I mean, I knew my dad had been in the Army, but we never talked about it. I didn't know, look at pictures of him until much later. So.
Okay. No, that's fine. And then all the other world events would have kind of, do you kind of remember Vietnam, that you would have been, you know, high school going?
I was older then. When was Vietnam? I can't remember.
I got out in 63 and it was just getting, building up.
Oh, okay. So I was kind of still in high school. I don't remember learning about that, or I don't think they told us about that stuff.
Okay.
I might have seen it on TV, you know, what was going on. I remember, it was when I was older, how Jane Fonda was somehow involved in...
I know a Jane or...
Yeah, or something with that war. But
gotcha.
The main thing was Kennedy, that's all I remember. But.
How about you, Grandpa?
Well, since I was born in 42, I don't remember the wars per se, but I can remember as I was little and say having brothers that were in World War II, I heard a lot about that, you know, different things that went on in World War II and about things that went on with my brother. He fought in Germany. So that's young, I remember, and I don't remember too much current events after that, but I do remember when Kennedy got killed, and I also remember when I was getting out of the services when Vietnam was building up, so I followed a little bit of that, what was going on, all the people getting killed, young fellows getting killed, so.
Did, because of the Great Depression, did you ever hear about that from your parents, or?
No, I never heard that from my parents, because that was quite a while, you know, I was born quite a while after that, so.
Yeah, I don't think I heard that either. They never talked about it. Probably my grandparents were involved in that more than my mom and dad, but nobody ever talked about it.
Did your parents have any habits that would, you know, show? A lot of people have built up habits.
Well, probably the fact that my mother pretty much canned everything and did everything, you know, made everything because it was too expensive to buy it. So mm-hmm. definitely why she did all of that, just because I think the only thing we actually ever bought was meat, when we had the meat, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, it's interesting though, you said that your grandma, your parents, they never talked about it.
No, I don't think they were involved in the Depression. Went through the Depression.
1929 through the 30s.
Yeah, see, Mom was born in 22, so she was young. So my grandparents might have mentioned it, but I don't remember them going in detail about it.
Gotcha.
That's why they didn't have much money, I guess.
No, that makes sense. Okay. Wow, this would be interesting. What inventions do you most remember? Do you remember anything changing, like, you know, inventions that came about?
Well, we never had a TV at first, and then we finally got a TV, so to me that was like an invention, I guess, because we never had one. And when we got one, it was small and black and white, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, as I got older, I guess things changed, came to color, and a specific invention, I don't really remember. We never had a car, but I knew there was cars, so I, you know.
Did you guys listen to radio a lot?
I guess before we had the TV. I don't know if I did specifically, but probably Mom and Dad did, you know.
Okay.
I guess. I don't even know if we had a radio, you know, like a handheld radio. Probably a plug-in.
Gotcha. That's fair. Grandpa, how about yourself? Do you remember any inventions, changes?
When I grew up, you know, we didn't have any indoor plumbing. We didn't have any electricity. We didn't have an electric refrigerator. So that was something new of that. We just had what they called an ice box.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy come around with blocks of ice and put it in the top, and by the cold fell down into the, keep you cool, cold. But like, we never had, I can remember listening to the radio. I can remember that one show, they always just say, only the shadow knows. But I, you know, my mom listened to the Midwestern Hayride and stuff like that. But then, you know, then the TV come along, cell phones, all kinds of stuff. That's all new inventions that, you know, but like I say, we didn't even have a telephone. My mother never had a telephone in her house until I went into the Navy and she was going to be by herself.
Wow, okay.
So
our telephone was party line. You know, he had somebody on the line, like another family. So if you were on the phone, they would pick up the receiver and someone would listen to you. You know, but it was weird. You knew somebody could be listening, and you had, you know, and we couldn't be on the phone very long because it was too expensive.
Okay. No, that's interesting. So, Grandpa, did you have neighbors that had electricity, or was that pretty
common? Yeah, actually, my cousin, Sandy, their property abutted ours. And I can remember when I was little on Saturday mornings getting up very early and going over and watching cartoons on her TV, because they had a TV and they had that. We just didn't have it. We had water, you know, right outside. We had a well. We had to pump it up and bring a bucket in and set it by the sink. And if you wanted to drink a water, there was a dipper hanging there. And you just took the dipper and you drank it. You didn't do anything else but put the dipper back in the pail.
That's very cool. Different time. So, I think the next question is, what's different about growing up today from when you're growing up? Which I think you guys kind of already answered that.
Yeah, we didn't have phones. We didn't have, you know, nowadays everybody's got a phone and it's just so different.
Yeah. So, let's see. This is a good one. You kind of already told me what you did for fun. But did you ever have a curfew, Grandma? What time did you have to be home? And this is more of as a teenager, it seems.
Yeah, it has to be, yeah. I didn't really go out a lot as a young teenager. I mean, we stayed in the area. We walked places. Now, when I was older and dating, you know, then I was supposed to be home by, was it 11 or 12, do you remember? It wasn't late, you know, and our mom was always, she was in bed, but I knew she was awake, so she knew when I got in.
Do you have any instances of when you got in trouble as a teenager for breaking this or for just doing something really stupid? And you said you didn't get in trouble very often.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything specific except maybe coming home late, you know, when I was on date.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember anything specifically like that, no.
That's fine. That's a parent would appreciate that, huh?
Yes. Unless I just forget.
Yeah. That's right. How about you, Grandpa? When did, you know, I know you said you wandered around the neighborhood and such, but did they expect you to be home?
Well, I had to be home before bedtime. Because we were outside, it was always dark. We were playing out in the dark. And so, you know, I come from a small town. There wasn't any problems. They weren't worried about us as long as we were home in time for bedtime. Or in time to clean up.
What was bedtime?
10 o'clock, maybe, something like that. But the only real time I had to be home is my dad wanted supper on the table at 6 o'clock, and you better be there if you want to get something to eat.
That makes sense. Did they ever ring a bell, or you just had to be there?
No, we played and it was dark, and I don't even know if, you didn't have a watch.
Right.
It was just more or less, it's time to go home.
Did you ever get any, either a teenager or as a grade school, did you ever get any serious trouble? Ever do something that really bad?
Yeah, there was my brother and myself, I'm trying to remember, we might have went somewhere and we were playing cards or something, I forget where it was, and we didn't get home until it was like about midnight, and we knew we were in trouble the next morning, but it just so happened that there was a house caught on fire early in the morning, and with all the excitement and everything, it kind of slid by the wayside, and we got out of trouble.
Wow. Stroke of luck. Someone's house burned down.
Got on fire, saved their butts.
Okay, that's a good one. This one's actually one of my favorite questions, because I'm always interested in different ways that people say stuff. Were there any phrases that were popular when you were either a teenager or a grade schooler? You know, like nowadays people have, you know, certain phrases that they say, you know.
Now my memory's bad about that kind of stuff. I don't remember any specific saying that we used to say. I'd have to think about that quite a while. I mean, we listened to music, but I don't even remember having like a idol or a star I liked. You know what I mean? I guess we just weren't into that as much.
Right. Or even euphemisms, you know, like people, there's things that, you know, like Grandpa said something earlier, deaf and dumb. You don't really use that. You don't call people deaf and dumb.
Right. Well, you know. I can remember somebody calling somebody retarded, and even back then, I mean, it was accepted, but it wasn't the best thing to be saying. You know, back then they didn't have special people or, you know, that kind of thing. It was, that's what they said.
Yeah.
So.
Can you remember anything, Grandpa?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I know you were in the Navy, too, so people definitely had to have said things in the Navy.
Well, yeah, we heard some good ones in the Navy. It's a guy cussing and stuff. But, yeah, the only thing that I remember hearing a lot, and it was because of me, is, of course, my nickname was Sam. And when I was in the Navy, I had a guy, and he used to call a lot of people Sam. And when he would say it, everybody noticed that I would turn around and look. So that nickname stayed with me through the Navy. And then when I went to work where I used to work, a friend of mine worked there, and he started calling me that. So next thing you know, even the owner of the company to this day would call me by that name. And then I made it to the bowling alley, and everybody knew that, so they called me that. So in Cedar Grove, the thing I hear the most would be Sam. To this day, Ben and Jane and my friends still call me by that name. But as far as something we say, that was, you know, we say something like that. But there was some times, and it's a different expression, but you'd like to say something to somebody like, don't do anything I wouldn't do, but if you do, name it after me. If you kind of get the drift of it. Then. Well, that was something that back when I was younger was said a few times. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Two more. We got two more questions, and then we're done.
She really gave you a lot of questions.
I know. She's have a lot to review, I guess. When Grandma, when did you learn how to drive? How old were you?
I think my dad tried to teach me when I was 17. But he just got so angry and yell at me all the time, I just didn't want to do it. So okay. Then when I met Leonard, he taught me how to drive. That's so right. I was like probably, what?
19.
What was the first car you owned?
Well, you probably, the one you drove the most was that 72 Ford Galaxy.
Yeah. 70, I mean, I never owned
72
car.
Ford Galaxy.
What kind of car is that? Is
it's it, a Ford.
Is it
like
an
a
SUV?
Sedan, like
it's
a sedan.
It's a sedan.
It was a four-door, wasn't it?
Fairlane 500. It was a Galaxy 500.
Okay. Did
but
you like?
I drove my dad's car.
It was a stick shift, right?
You had to
drive.
No, she never drove the stick.
Oh, never had to drive the stick. Okay.
Thank God.
All right, Grandpa, when did you learn and how to drive? How old were you?
I was 15. I took driver's education in high school. And
who taught you?
Charlie Sprague. He was a basketball coach.
Okay.
And I got my driver's license in a 1950 Pontiac stick shift. We had to take the test right on the main street of town, and you had to parallel park between two cars to pass your driving test.
Wow. They don't even do that anymore.
I know. No. I didn't have to do that.
In Indiana, they still do parallel parking.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not in Ohio. Yeah. So, okay. And then the last one is, what was your high school graduation like?
What was my high school graduation like?
Yeah.
I know it was in front of school, in front of Mercy, and we were on risers.
Did you have a mass? Did you do anything special?
I don't remember having a mass, but we had to do And I think mom, I don't even think we had a party, to be honest. I don't think so. Maybe my aunts came over. I honestly don't remember. I did get to go on a senior trip, though, to Washington, D.C. on a bus. It was our big trip.
Wow.
Hey. I know. Nowadays, I go, where? Like, Mexico or wherever.
Right. No, okay. And then after you graduated, what was like the first, what'd you do after you graduated? Like,
I looked for a job, and my first job was at First National Bank. I was like a filer, file check, because everybody had checks back then. So we would file checks, you know, under their name and answer the phone. That's my was my job until I got married and got pregnant.
Gotcha. All right, back to you, Grandpa.
Okay.
So obviously, you said earlier that you ditched Brookville because of a teacher that you thought was going to fail you. So what was your graduation like, being at a foreign school?
So it was very small. It was only about 20 of us. And it was in the gymnasium of the high school. Being a non-Catholic school, there was no mass or nothing involved. We just had the graduation ceremony. And I can remember that was the first time my dad let me drive his car by myself. After that, we had this spot out in the woods, and the whole class went out there. We had a big bonfire, sat around the whole night long, just talking and going on and stuff. And then when it got daylight, we went home.
Wow.
That was it.
That's super interesting.
No,
and then,
really.
I mean, no, I don't know anyone that's had a bonfire after the graduation. So,
well, there wasn't much else to do.
Yeah,
we're talking about 1960.
And then, what was your first thing you did was the Navy?
Well, I continued the job in the bowling alley that summer, and then that fall I went to the Navy.
Okay. All right, perfect.